Next up is agenda item 9. That's PR 2021-005597, minor plat 2025-00022. It's a
Mr. Hearn
request.
Officer,
Yes.
do you mind if we take a quick 5-minute break?
Not at all. Let's do that. Actually, could we make it 10? Let's make it 10.
Sure, but 5, 10, whatever works for you.
Thank you. Let's take a 10-minute recess, everyone. It's 11:40 on my clock. We'll come back at 11:50. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. All right, are we back on the record? I think we're recording, is that right?
I believe so. We can verify with Angela.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Give me just one moment.
Thank you, Ms. Gomez.
Yes, we are recording.
Thank you. Let's proceed to agenda item 9. That is PR 2021-0055-97, minor plat 2025-00022. It's a request for a preliminary final plat submitted by Modulus Architects Regina Okoye as agent for Red Shamrock 4, Joshua Skarsgård, who requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lots tracts 9 and 10, University of Albuquerque Urban Center. Zoned NRC located at 5810 St. Joseph's Court Northwest between Coors and St. Joseph's, containing approximately 15.6 acres. Is Ms. Okoye here this morning or this morning still? Yes.
Yes, good morning. This is Regina with Modulus.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead. Please tell us about the project.
Okay, absolutely. So this site is located at the southwest corner of Coors and St. Joseph's. This one's a pretty straightforward one. We are only working with the west parcels, which is 9A1 and 10A1. We are reducing 10A1 and increasing 9A1. So that's pretty straightforward in terms of our request. And we're also granting sidewalk easements for the north end of the parcels. And that came due to the DRC approved package. We had to extend the decel lanes, causing the sidewalk to shift within the parcel. So we're granting that sidewalk easement as opposed to it being in the right of way. And that's per the DRC approved plans. So we had to make that adjustment in this request as well. And I just wanted to verify some comments from the Water Authority. We are not modifying any existing easements at this time. All the easements in place are remaining as is, and the internal easements as A and L are all internal and are currently private. We went through an exercise in terms of a minor subdivision action to actually provide that as private easements. So we are keeping those as is. We're not modifying them as they're all internal. So they are not public and they will remain private.
Thank you, Ms. Quay. Anything else before I call for public comment? Right, let's see if there's any public comment then. Again, this is agenda item 9, a request for a preliminary final plat at 5810 St. Joseph's Court Northwest. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. I see Renee Horvath with the hand raised. Are you there?
Yes.
Thank you. And would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
My name is Renee Horvath. I live at 5515 Palomino Drive Northwest in Taylor Ranch.
Thank you. And please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I have some questions about what's the latest for this the site for lot 9A and lot 10? Let's see, I know that Regina responded to my email, which I appreciate, but she indicated that there's going to be urgent care for lot 9A. Is that a definite, or and if so, who is the tenant?
So this is Regina with Modus Architects. So yes, we had this conversation in terms of what are the proposed uses, and I just wanted to verify this is a platting action and not a site plan. We're not proposing any uses at this time, and there's nothing hard in stone in terms of the users. But as we discussed for 9A1, there is intentions for an urgent care. We do not have an end user at this time. As we move forward with that process, and if the lease does get signed, we will move forward with a building permit or site plan, whatever that may look like. And at that time, we will notify you guys again in terms of what use we're going forward with via the building permit or maybe a site plan, depending on what that looks like.
Okay, and then so you don't really have a tenant, you're looking for one, and then for lot 10A, we've had numerous meetings last year with a proposal to do a youth sports complex, which those meetings were well attended, and some of the issues that were brought up was making sure we had enough parking for that, and then concerns about the traffic and the traffic pattern. So what's the update on the youth sports complex?
So once again, when we come forward with the site plan, we were ironed through all those aspects that you're discussing, but we are talking about the plat right now. But so there's nothing hard in stone with the complex. We don't have any update as of now. There's negotiating on the back end, but I cannot speak any further on that as they do their thing on the backside, and we're moving forward with this plat. So as we come forward with more uses, you guys will be made aware.
And we want to make sure there's enough parking for the youth sports complex so that people using that complex don't rely on surrounding property to accommodate the parking. Are you guys making sure that happens?
So when the site plan comes forward, that will all be ironed out in terms of they're looking at the internal traffic. We have to follow the code of the IDO. And if anything changes in terms of that, they'll come forward with whatever application they need. But when the site plan is determined, they're looking at all those aspects and it will be planned according to the IDO.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Horvath. Let's go to Richard Schaefer. I see you have a hand raised. Are you there?
My audio, oh, there we go. You got me.
Oh, good. Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Richard Schaefer, 3579 Sequoia Place, Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87120.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
All right. I don't understand if you don't have to the Regina, if you don't have a site plan, yet you want to modify these lots to accommodate something, would you want? If that urgent care doesn't go in, will you seek to unmodify the lot?
This is Regina with Modus Architects. So, when they work on their back end, they look at the acreage and the leasing and what's feasible for their setup, usually in terms of what the typical acreage is that they need for a facility of that size or that nature. So, that's what they're working on the back end. So, worst case scenario, if it falls through, we will keep it as is and they'll try to find the next tenant. And if, like I said, worst case scenario, if anything comes forward again, we'll come back to modify and notify you guys as required.
And thank you. And the people in the city who are in theory providing city and I think state who are providing funding for the what's going to supposedly be called the Ken Sanchez Sports Complex, they've been informed that the original lot 10A1 has been decreased in size.
So this is private development, and they're able to do what they need at this time to make these modifications. So I'm not aware if they had that conversation, but they do have the right to change their land as needed.
Sure, but okay, but my understanding was that was proceeding, that was moving forward, and the funding for the lease and the construction of the Ken Sanchez Sports Center was predominantly public money, right?
I believe so. Like I said, I am not too aware of where they're at with that process, but as they move forward, they'll keep notifying everyone, and they will design accordingly to their size and acreage.
Okay, those were my questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Schaefer. Again, for everyone in attendance, this is agenda item 9. We're in the public comment period. If you've not yet spoken and would like to provide public comments, please raise your hand. Scrolling through the participants, I don't see anyone else indicating they'd like to speak. Last call for public comment on agenda item 9. Okay, Ms. Okoye, I think you've addressed any of the public comments. So let's go ahead and proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Let's see, I understand Mr. Gutierrez, is he still here or is it Robert Kane?
It's Robert Kane. I'm filling in for David.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
I just talked to David regarding his comment with the public call out for the sanitary sewer. And if it is indeed private, then we'll disregard that comment. And that's all the Water Authority would have.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next up is hydrology, Mr. Tiquan Chen. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is transportation, Mr. Ernest Armijo. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Transportation has no objections.
Thank you, Ms. Armijo. And then coming up would be code enforcement. Who'll be delivering the code enforcement comments?
Anthony Montoya.
Thank you, Ms. Montoya. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Code has no comments or no objections at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Parks and Recreation. Ms. Hannah Alec, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections to this request. Just have to mention that for future development, street trees will be required along street frontages. Thank you.
Thank you. And next up is the planning department comments. I will be delivering those.
It'll be me, Mr. Officer.
Thank you, sir. Robert Webb, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
This is Robert Webb. Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Planning has no objections to the request. We have some of our standard comments that we'll put in the chat now. The site has gone through several different planning actions that were approved. Each one is reviewed and approved independently, and that'll continue in the future along with any future development. So that we'll need the project and application numbers added to the plant before final sign-off, then the final copies. We'll need the date of the DHO approval recorded on the plat and a copy of the ADIS approved DXF file as well. And of course, we'll need the final copy of all the stamped and signed documents and drawings for signatures and final sign-off on that.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. Let's see, I see Jay Rodenbeck with hand raised. Are you there, sir? Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'm just commenting to note that I'm going to add the Water Authority condition of approval that Mr. Kane went over into the chat.
Thank you. All right, Ms. Okoye, anything else to add?
No, that is it at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for their participation. Having reviewed the evidence in the record, heard the testimony today, this item's ready for decision.
I apologize. This is Regina. I just seen what Jay posted in the chat, and we just had talked about that it's not needed for the Water Authority.
Okay. Mr. Kane, can you comment? You can just confirm that.
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer. Robert Kane, Water Authority. I spoke with David Gutierrez, and he indicated that it can be a private versus a public sanitary sewer easement.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. I'll delete the condition from the chat.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Very good. Okay. So again, this is agenda item 9 is PR 2021-005597, minor plat 2025-00022, and I hereby approve said item, project number and application number, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat before final sign-off. Next, per IDO section 66L2D7, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. And finally, a copy of the AGIS approved DXF file must be submitted prior to the final sign off of the plat. That concludes agenda item 9. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you all.